Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Beat Migs. I know Danny from Kirkland is. Danny, are you there? Danny, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday to hear the cheat sheet?
I was not. I was dealing with power stuff, but that's all right. I think I'll do okay.
It's an even playing field now, Steve, okay?
Yeah, I respect that.
All right, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Danny has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What type of food is brie?
Cheese.
Correct. AC/DC formed in what country?
Australia.
Yes. Former CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, created what new social media platform?
Blue Sky?
Yes. Which mammal has no vocal cords?
A bat?
No.
Pass.
What is the process by which icebergs break off from glaciers and float into the ocean?
Calving?
Correct. In Greek mythology, who was the god of war?
Apollo?
No.
Pass.
What did the crocodile swallow in Peter Pan?
Clock?
Correct. Who was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize?
Marie Curie?
Yes. Beginning with S, what is the real first name of Lady Gaga?
Shannon?
No.
Samantha?
No.
Sharon?
No. How many reindeer pulls Santa's sleigh?
12?
No.
8?
No.
10?
No. Which mammal has no vocal cords?
A dolphin.
No.
You know, technically 8's right because Rudolph only pulls Santa's sleigh when there's fog outside.
Danny, do not.
I'm just saying, technically,
Danny,
right.
And all his Christmas logic. What, yeah. All of a sudden, the Halloween guy is a Christmas guy all of a sudden? Wow.
The double Dannys were doubling down.
And you never leave Rudolph out. So
but you always leave Rudolph out of the reindeer games.
Steve's coming in.
And Danny and Kirkland, you got 6 correct.
Don't tell him.
We're going to have to check with Steve after this game and see what he thinks.
Ooh. You know what? He's going to be on my side.
No, he's not.
Well, we'll see. Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
What type of food is brie?
Cheese.
Yes. AC/DC formed in what country?
Australia.
You know it. Former CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, created what new social media platform?
OnlyFans.
No.
Yeah. Wait, he created the, was it Blue Sky?
Yes, no,
it Blue
he did.
Ski. I didn't know that. No wonder why it looks exactly like Twitter.
Right. Which mammal has no vocal cords?
Rhinoceros.
No.
An elephant.
No.
Oh, they do. I don't know. Bat.
No. What is the process by which icebergs break off from glaciers and float into the ocean?
Titanic.
No.
Oh, crap. Icicles.
No.
Pass. I'll come back to that one.
In Greek mythology, who is the god of war?
Gene Simmons.
No.
I don't know. Excalibur.
No.
Zeus.
No. What did the crocodile swallow in Peter Pan?
A mouse.
No.
Captain Hook.
No.
A pail.
No. Who was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize?
Maya Angelou?
No. No, Steve. Wow. You
what
started
happened
off
in the
strong
other room?
And then really just went
I took an edible and it just kicked in, man.
Clearly, because, Steve, you got 3 correct, which is a loss, 6-3.
Oh, man, I got smoked.
Let's go. Yeah, Danny.
Told you.
Woo-hoo.
Way to go, Danny.
Wow, Steve.
That was bad. I did start off good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever makes you feel better.
Yeah, I front-loaded it. I front-loaded my intelligence.
One you both did not know, which mammal has no vocal cords?
No clue.
Taryn, you said it during the cheat sheet.
Did I? What was it?
Wow.
I don't even remember.
It's the tallest animal.
Giraffe?
Yeah.
Oh. I forgot.
Clearly. One that Danny did know, which is the process by which icebergs break off from glaciers and float into the ocean?
What was it?
Calving.
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 Oh, I don't know.
I never knew that either.
Yeah, I thought for some reason it was like on the tip of my tongue and it was nowhere near my tongue.
No, I had never heard of that, to be honest. In Greek mythology, who was the god of war?
Thor?
No.
Apollo.
Ares.
Was this also on the cheat sheet?
No, but
that would have been amazing.
It should have been, I guess. One that he did get correct, the crocodile swallowed a clock in Peter Pan.
Okay.
The first woman to win a Nobel Prize.
If you say so.
Sure.
Was Marie Curie. Okay. I don't know what you said, but I
said Maya Angelou.
Is that Angelou?
Yeah,
is that really?
That's how you say it?
Yes, sir.
Who is that?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. beginning with S, what is the real first name of Lady Gaga?
Stephanie.
Yes.
I would have got that one.
You would have?
Yeah.
How many reindeer pulls
Stephanie with an I.
Wait.
Yes.
Steve, listen to this question.
Okay.
And you get three guesses. You get three answers.
How many reindeer pull Santa's sleigh?
9.
That's effing right, because Steve includes Rudolph, bitch.
She technically...
Did you not learn anything from the song or the show?
8 tiny reindeer. The 8 tiny reindeer. Rudolph is only used when there's fog or bad weather. So technically, it's only 8.
We don't know what happened. We just saw the origin story. For all we know, since then, Rudolph has been helping.
No, he does not. He takes retirement until there's fog or snow.
No. No, Steve, you got it right.
Yeah, Danny, I can't go on the same side as you on that
one. Check the text line. Everyone agrees with me.
That is not true.
Am I going to really waste my time and look at these texts? Of course I will.
Always.
Danny, I completely agree with the number that you're saying for a reindeer. Someone said, yep, 8 tiny reindeer. Nice call, Danny.
Thank you.
Why is everyone leaving Rudolph out?
Rudolph wasn't part of the original Santa Claus story.
It says 8 tiny reindeer in the song.
The poor guy has been bullied his whole life for having a red nose, and now you guys are trying to write him out of history.
But that was the whole point of the story, is that he was being picked on, and eventually they accept him because he's got the nose. And now all of a sudden everything is cool, and I'd imagine in future episodes of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which is the name of the freaking show, that he'll be still there helping Santa and the other reindeer out.
I agree. He is the main character. He is up front leading the way.
Well, so I said there are 9 reindeer and it will always be 9, Danny. I hope Rudolph craps down your chimney.
He does that every year, but I think I believe it's Santa.
Well, Steve, you still lost regardless.
Once again, we have partnered up with the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm to put brand new warm winter coats on local children in need through Coats for Kids. Steve, I know we're getting donations left and right.
We are just about to hit the $1,000 mark, which is great, but it's nowhere near the $50,000 that we're hoping for. So we're hoping, I know the holidays are tough for everybody, but if you could spare $5, $10, $20 puts a brand new coat on a kid in need. $100 or even like James Barr Finch, a rockaholic that donated $69, joining the 69 Club, which is very nice. Zachary donated $50. Nathan Chapman donated $20. And Janet Bamford donated $20 as well.
This is awesome. We're on a great start. And you can get involved by heading over to KISW.com. Our number is 206-803-ROCK, and we want to know, what is something that you wish you could do one more time? 206-803-ROCK. All of this is stemming from a 97-year-old woman that did something again for the first time in like 80 years. We're going to take your calls after Linkin Park.
Yes, the Daily Mix Show.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.